every Tuesday, well, actually the last three Tuesdays, we've been joined in studio for the Money Report with Run Lupo from Gold Capital and Diamond Channel. Welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you.
You're nice so well behaved. We might even invite you back next week.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And we've got another guest this morning as well. His name is Adam Wolf. Morning.
Hi, Kathy. Thanks for having us.
Oh, thank you so much for coming. So we're going to get to you in a little while. We're going to talk diamonds and we're going to talk about investing in diamonds. Before we do anything, there's a message that's come through for you, Run. It says, please read this message when Run Lupo is on. I won't be available at that time. After listening to the show, we visited Run at Gold Capital. He was efficient, friendly, and very helpful and gracious. We highly recommend Gold Capital. And that's from Brenda.
Oh, fantastic.
Thanks, Brenda.
That's thank you so much for your kind words, Brenda. Thank you.
All right. So what did you do for Brenda?
So Brenda came in with her husband.
Oh, you remember her?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. She came in last week and she came in with her husband with a whole lot of old gold jewelry and her diamond. And we evaluated for her and we paid her out. It's a funny story, actually, because after she sold me the diamond.
Oh, so she, I thought, did they just come for valuation?
Valuation. And then when I told them the price, they were obviously very excited about it and sold it.
Are you still doing those free evaluations?
Yeah, we did. And we did another client of Chai's yesterday came through and we did a free evaluation for him as well. So we're getting quite a lot of traction from the show where people are using our free service.
Listen, if you can help our listeners, then why not?
Yeah, of course. And it's
thank
a free
you.
Service, as
thank
I said. And, you know, funny enough, with Brenda, she sold me her diamond and her gold jewelry.
Wow.
And to her horror, she told her daughter that evening that she sold that her old engagement ring diamond, and her daughter was very unhappy about it, and she called me the next day and said, please can I have it back? And I said, with the grace of pleasure. So she came back and fetched the diamond but kept the gold there, obviously sold the gold
but kept the diamond.
Yeah, because
her daughter can then make into a piece of jewelry.
Yeah, because her daughter got very emotional about it because it's sentimental and all of that, and she really didn't want her mom to sell the diamond.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah.
All right. So how does it actually work when we want to sell gold?
So the first form of protocol is you guys would either send us an email or you would call us at Gold Capital, and we would set up an appointment for you. We have secure booths, and the area is very secure. We, as I said to you in the last show, we have three areas, one in Centurion, one in Sandton City Shopping Center in the office towers, and one in Ilova in Ilova Junction. So they're very secure areas. It's very professionally done. You come into our secured booths where we appraise your gold jewelry for you, separate the carats of gold, because that's very, very important. You're separating 9 carat, 18, 14, and 22 carat, separating Krugerrands and other gold coins, and separating, obviously, the diamonds. We appraise all of it for you and give you separate prices for all, and then you guys decide, obviously, if you want to sell it or not.
Which is the most valuable carat of gold?
24 carat is pure gold, and that's generally...
it's quite soft, isn't it?
It's generally very, very soft because it's basically nearly pure gold. Well, it is pure gold. It's got 1% of metal in it. And that's generally, those are coins that come from the SA Mint. Those are the Protea, Natura series coins. Those are all 24 carat. And then the Krugerrands, obviously, are 22 carat. So the gold coins from the Mint are 24 and the Krugerrands are 22. And a lot of overseas jewelry, like from the East, Thailand and all of that, come in 22 carat. So those are the most. Obviously, the closer you get to 24 carat gold, the more valuable your item is. But having said that, the value of your gold also lies in the weight. So the heavier your piece of gold jewelry is, the more valuable it is.
How can you tell how much gold there is? If, for example, you've got a ring that has a stone inlay, and say it's not a diamond, which because diamonds are not particularly heavy,
correct.
But say it's got a piece of, it's an artistic piece, and it's got a piece of stone in it. Would you have to remove that piece of stone to find out what the weight is of the gold?
Well, what makes Gold Capital slightly, well, a lot different to most other gold and diamond exchange places is that we have special equipments that cost hundreds of thousands of rands where we analyze you actually gold first. So a lot of gold pieces, like Brenda, for instance, she came in with this beautiful pendant from Israel, and she really thought it was plated.
Wow.
Yeah, and I told her, I tested it. We have a machine that over 300,000 rand analyzes your gold. It tells me all the metals that make up your piece of gold jewelry. And her piece of pendant was 14 carat, very valuable. And she decided not to sell it once I told her that it was 14 carat gold. But she thought it was just plated. She didn't know that it, you know.
So interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, a lot of gold and diamond exchanges don't have these equipments. What they do is they do the old, it's called an assay test, where they take a little liquid, they put it on your gold, they scrape it and see how the liquid changes the color of the metal. And that's not really that accurate. It's probably about 60 to 75% accurate. You need these machines that we have or you can buy that are called nitro guns that analyze your gold and tell you the exact carat of your gold. So coming back to your question, how can we determine what the weight of stones are? Exceptionally light, and they don't really add much weight to your gold jewelry. So we generally weigh your gold with the stones in them.
And it's purely on the gold. It's not any artisan work or anything like that that you take into account.
Well, that's a very good question, Kathy. You know, we have a lot of clients that come to us and saying, well, this is 30 or 40 years old. There must be some intrinsic value to it because it's so old and it's antique, and there must be an antique value to it. Unfortunately, the sad story is that gold is gold. And today we can make gold look like 40 years old, or we can make it look current. So the only time an antique piece is of any value is when it comes from a professional jeweler that gives you a certificate that is well renowned and famous. Then it becomes an intrinsic, and it has got that value of it of antique-ish. And antique jewelry, I can tell you, fetches hundreds and thousands of rands from these famous jewelry designers.
How does it work with the free valuations?
So
I mean, that's something that you mentioned last week, is that you're doing, especially for High FM listeners, you're doing a free valuation.
For the month of June only, though, because, I mean, it does literally take up anything from an hour to 3 hours at a time to do a valuation. So what happened yesterday, a client of yours arrived. He came with, I think, 6 rings. I got my PA to dictate. Well, I was dictating. She was writing down all the...
Hilton finds that amusing. Yeah. Hilton stream.
All the information on the jewellery. And we are emailing him all the information this morning on a valuation certificate where he's going to forward to his insurance company.
Very important, because we did touch on the insurance last week.
And he also touched on it. He was really concerned about a lot of the pieces that were specified, that he was paying premium on, that he didn't need to be specified because his wife wasn't wearing any of the pieces, which makes sense. You only should specify items that are value that you or your wife are going to wear outside of the house. Otherwise, you keep it under unspecified items in your household contents. And people don't really understand that. They just think, well, I've got a valuable piece, I've got to specify it. No, you only specify the piece if you're going to wear it outside of your home.
Okay, and then it won't be covered by that blanket insurance.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, all right, that's interesting. Because as I understood it, you said if you've got blanket insurance, you should actually specify anything of value, because you have to prove that you own it, which is why you should go for a free valuation, so that you can get the certificates and you can prove that you have the pieces.
Yeah,
in terms of insurance.
Correct.
Did I misunderstand?
No, so...
I mean, I'm blonde. These things happen.
No, so the insurance works like this. The insurance companies want to know that you have some form of proof that you own that piece of jewelry. It doesn't mean you have to specify it. When I mean specify, let me make it more clear. You get two types of insurance. You get unspecified and you get specified. Specified insurance means that you are specifying a piece of item and you are paying a premium on that piece of item. Now, what I'm saying to you is it's unspecified insurance means that piece is still covered as long as it's in your household. You don't have to pay a specific premium on that piece of jewelry.
Yeah,
that's my point. I'm saying a lot of people are paying hundreds of rands on something that they don't need to a month because it's covered under their household contents. So they don't have to specify it and pay a premium on that. They do have to specify their gold jewelry, but they don't have to pay a premium on it, and that means specified insurance.
There we go. Okay, well explained.
Thank you.
Another SMS coming through. Unsigned. What a pity. It says, I saw Run yesterday. Great service, very knowledgeable and friendly. Thank you, Run, and your team. So that must be who you were talking about.
That's correct. Thank
you. Okay, very good.
Fantastic.
Another message coming through saying, what is the new silver Kruger Rand and is silver a good investment? That's a great question.
Listen, silver is a great investment long term, like any other precious metal. But silver is so cheap that you really have to buy a lot of it in order for it to be an investment.
You haven't priced silver candlesticks lately, have you?
Well,
it's not so cheap.
I don't know what they go for retail. I'm talking about the actual raw material, the value, as in gold. So I'll give you an example. Like a 9-carat gold, a gram, goes for 200 rand a gram. And that's the lowest carat of gold. Now, the silver, pure silver, goes for 6 rand 90 a gram.
Wow.
That is the difference. I mean, you can really have to hold kilos of silver for it to be of value. And as an investment. But, yeah, I mean, these 1 ounce Kruger Rand silver, they're nice, they're gimmicky, but they won't cost you more than 200
rand. An investment
rand.
You need to look at you is
need,
gold.
You need to definitely look at gold or Krugers.
Or diamonds, which brings us to Adam Wolf. Adam Wolf, so banker with Investec that left to go and deal in diamonds.
That's it.
Was it a good move for you?
Most definitely.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Just checking. Okay, so what is the Diamond Channel?
So the Diamond Channel, we basically a wholesale jewelry manufacturer, and you can buy your loose diamonds, you can custom build whatever you want. And that's the main angle that we like to go with, purely because everyone wants a bespoke piece. You don't want to go out and you at a Shabbos or whatever the case is and you plus the three others are wearing the same ring. You know, that's the last sort of thing that you want. That's it. So unfortunately that's where it's sort of gone to, that everyone just goes to a jeweler and any sort of retailer and simply I'll take the one on the left and they walk out. And also
there's definitely a place for that, I think. But for the special pieces, and you definitely want it bespoke.
Without a doubt. And you're buying it for someone that you love, that's a symbol for the rest of your life. So my analogy is always go ahead and make it a little bit different. Make it personal. Make it as unique as your relationship is. And that's where the Diamond Channel comes in. Purely because now you can custom make whatever you want under the sun. If you've got an idea, you've got a picture, she saw something on Instagram, on Pinterest, whatever the case is, and we'll make it up for you, and you don't have to sell a kidney to pay for it either. So
that's reassuring.
That helps out, because most people automatically assume if it's bespoke, it's expensive. And it doesn't have to be, because everything's done in-house with the Diamond Channel. From the manufacturing to our stones, everything's actually done all under one umbrella. So there's no middleman, and you don't have another 12 people getting a piece of your ring.
How do you value diamonds?
So it's based off, there's a diamond calculator, essentially, and then it works on shape, size, color, and clarity of the stone. And it's called a wrap report. So essentially, it's pretty much as simple as that. You put in the diamond's details and away you go. You get the exact value of what the stone is at a value, and then obviously there's going to be a trade and a retail version of that as
so
well.
So it's not necessarily up to the guy looking through the loop and saying, well, I think, looking at your shoes and saying, yeah, well, I'll offer you so much. It's actually quite scientific.
There's a lot more involved than just that. But essentially, a gemologist would have a nice idea. But your main important thing about buying diamonds, because everyone knows someone who knows someone who's got a diamond dealer somewhere along the line. However, you don't get a diamond certificate. And that's the most important thing. It's basically your passport for the diamond, if you think about it that way.
Yeah, of course.
And you say, of course, but I've seen plenty clients who are like, no, I've got this guy who can get me something, and it's ridiculously low prices. That's way beyond where
you realize
it should
there's
be.
A whole lot of men now scrambling because their wives are going to say, look, honey, you bought me this. I'd like to know, where the certificate is to prove that this is not a cubic zirconia.
No, definitely. Completely justified. Let's hope no one gets into too much trouble over that one. But so everything that we sell, you're going to get your diamond certificate for that center stone as well, which at least you know you've bought what it is. You know, what's the point about me just saying that it's a 50-pointer GSR1 or something like that? You need to know what it is. And that's the really important thing about diamonds.
So just explain to me how you produce these bespoke pieces, right? So I can come in with a design. I can buy my diamond from you, and I can also have my ring designed and manufactured there. So you're manufacturing jewelers at the Diamond Channel.
That's correct.
Okay. So how do you come in so much cheaper than perhaps retailers that are dealing on, you know, economies of scale? They're not selling one ring, they're selling 500 rings, exactly the same. How do you compete with that?
That's a fair point. So essentially, purely because most retail jewelers actually outsource a lot of their production, as well as outsourcing the stones themselves. So they'll get stones on APRA from various diamond dealers, and then they've got to go ahead and obviously close the rate and close off the stones and so on at the time of sale.
And there's a markup and a markup.
And that's it. So when you're not accumulating stock yourself, like at the Diamond Channel, all our stock is our own stock. All the diamonds we have, it's our own. There's no outsourcing or whatever the case is. Whatever you're looking for, we've probably got it already. So there's already, you've cut out of that leg. And obviously we've been accumulating at much lower rand dollar rates. So that also helps with the value that you're going to be getting of the stones as well. And then from the manufacturing side, yet again, it's all in-house. So there's not an extra cut on this one, on that one, on that one.
Where do you source your diamonds?
Everything South African sourced. And we like to keep everything South African.
As in De Beers. Like that's
it. So
that's it.
Essentially.
Okay.
Essentially. So we like to keep everything South African, from the whole production in the factory all the way through to the diamonds and your end product. Just like to keep everything a little bit more local.
What happens if somebody's got uncut diamonds? Is that illegal? Is it
completely illegal? completely illegal, and sure runs at a few phone calls at Gold Capital with that side of things. But essentially, yeah, so you can't touch any of that.
I mean, I asked that because it was, yes, a case of a few years ago where a whole lot of uncut diamonds was donated to one of the charity foundations.
Wow!
Oh, it was a big thing. Yeah.
So essentially, if you purchasing rough diamonds, you've got to have an actual rough license to purchase such a thing. And obviously, if you don't, it's probably the worst thing you could probably do in this country.
No, because that could be blood diamonds. I mean, that's something that's really come into the public domain, is the awareness of those diamonds.
Definitely.
It's important to get it from, obviously, a reputable source. So your diamonds, do De Beers give that little stamp or that little laser mark in the diamond?
Laser inscription is actually done by the laboratories themselves. So we use the top two laboratories in the country, which is GIA and EGL South Africa. Essentially, they'll go ahead and they can laser inscribe the stone for you. GIA does it automatically. However, EGL, you'll just ask for it and they can do that for you as well. And then you can get your laser inscription of your serial number on the stone, which obviously helps give you that peace of mind.
No, but with insurance.
Stone. Yes.
I mean, I'm thinking if you're going to insure a piece and you can actually have that traceable number,
well,
that's enormously valuable, don't you think?
Well, insurance companies generally, you know, when you give them a valuation certificate, if they want to get like funny about it, they can ask for the diamond certificate. And if you don't have the diamond certificate, it kind of sets alarm bells ringing, because anyone can get a valuation certificate from anybody. But, you know, generally they'll ask for other documentation like a diamond certificate, because you could say that you lost a one carat diamond and they're going to say, well, prove it. Well, here's my valuation. So they'll say, well, surely this jeweler gave you a diamond certificate. And, you know, I've seen a lot of horror stories from people not keeping all the right documentation regarding their diamond jewelry, especially the engagement rings. So for all your listeners out there who do not have diamond certificates, we can actually do that for them as well for a really small fee. We send it to the lab. It's done within like 3 or 4 days, where the diamond gets certified. We remove your diamond out the setting and put it back in for you at no extra charge. Plus, we clean it and polish it for you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So when you say a really small fee,
well,
talking like a few hundred rand.
Well, for a big stone like a carat, you're looking at probably about 1,200-1,500 rand. And for any stone between a 0.3 carat and a 1 carat, you're looking at anything between 700 to 900 rand, which is an exceptionally small fee when you think about what you're getting for that money. You're getting that diamond certificate certified. It's getting removed out of your ring, put back in, and getting polished and plated for absolutely free. So it's really next to nothing.
Adam, have you got like any anecdotal stories that you can share with us about your customers. We love hearing about customers.
Okay, boom.
I mean, we heard about Brenda, we heard about other High FM customers that have come to Gold Capital, but tell us a little bit about, you know, if you've got any anecdotal stuff to share with us.
So there's quite a special story I can think of off the top of my head would be last year we ran a competition in September, and it was a whole run around throughout the week, and essentially we were giving away a 75,000 rand engagement ring as the grand prize at the end of
the week.
With
a certificate.
Of
because
course.
Because, you know, if he loves you, then there'll be a diamond certificate with it.
And that's it. So what was so special about this story is that the guy actually that ended up winning, his story essentially was that he was saving up for this ring, and he had organized the Lobola and absolutely everything, and then he was saving and was actually on his way to the store to go and purchase the ring, and he got mugged.
And so they
cleaned him out with all the money that he had saved for this ring over period of months, or I don't know, about a year,
yes,
or whatever that he was actually saving for. And so he actually never ever proposed with the ring. And you know, that was just so special for us. And he actually won, the first prize that he won was actually diamond studs, and we phoned in and we're like, no, we'll give him a ring, you know, because he needs the ring far more than he actually needs studs. And he actually won obviously the whole competition. And he came and he saw me, and we spent probably about 2 hours actually designing this ring that was the ring of her dreams. Beautiful one carat diamond in the center. It had a lot of filigree work. We had a little rose gold feature underneath. So it was absolutely beautiful and completely custom. We engraved their names inside the ring. And when they collected it, that was like one of my best moments, and hence but better than banking. you don't get experiences like that. And they were crying, and it was just so special. You felt you didn't just give a ring, you know. There was just so much more to the story than that, and I found that really, really special.
That's beautiful. That's a lovely story. I think that's something that I'll even keep with me. Listen, to the two of you, thank you so much for coming in. Will you come back next week?
Of course.
Oh, thank
definitely.
You.
Definitely. I'd love to
thank
come
you.
Back.
Thank you. So to Run Lupo, he's from Gold Capital. I will actually post the contact details for Run and for the Diamond Channel on our social media. But if you would like to get in touch with them, then if you've got gold jewelry or diamonds that you'd like to sell, then get in touch with Gold Capital. They've got three different branches, Illovo, Sandton City and Centurion. And then you can also get hold of Adam Wolf at the Diamond Channel.
Thank
you both very, very much for coming in. All right. And just remember that free valuation, right?
Yeah, for the month of June.
At Gold Capital.
That's it.
Okay. For the month of June.
For the month of June.
Don't waste time.